Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke.
Listen to me, kid. Listen to me good. Let me make myself understood. You say you're restless here amidst the miles of corn, in this great state where you were born. Well, don't do like I did and get a great big head and go taking this all for granted. Listen to me, kid, there's something to be said for blooming where you are planted.
According to The New Yorker, Susan Werner is a clever songwriter and an engaging performer. She brings literacy and wit back to popular song. And the Chicago Tribune called her one of the most innovative songwriters working today. Her recent album, Hayseed, is a tribute to American agriculture and to her Iowa farm roots. She will be performing this Thursday night at Joe's Pub in New York City, and then will play on Friday and Saturday at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival in Hillsdale, New York. She joins us now. Susan Werner, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you.
I wanted to start by talking about the Pledge Music campaign, and specifically the unusual and very fun rewards that you offered to your fans and supporters for Hayseed. So to summarize, in case people aren't familiar, Pledge Music is a crowdsourcing fundraiser platform, and you used it to get money started for Hayseed, your record. And tell us about some of the rewards you offered.
Pledge Music's like Kickstarter,
right?
And it offers fans an opportunity to help you create whatever it is you're creating, and it helps. I've found anyway to be really specific about what you're creating. In this case, making a record with songs all about farms, farmers, and the people who love them. I offered a variety of different, what you might call premiums, in exchange for their support. And one was autographed ears of corn from my folks' farm. My folks, they farm 140 acres about an hour west of Dubuque. And I asked Dad, I said, where are the big ears this year? And he said, oh, back by the creek. And so I went back by the creek and, you know, picked these enormous half-pound ears of corn. Now, obviously, I had not thought through postage on these things, because if I had known what the postage was going to be, I would have picked very small, sad, cheap ears of corn. But, you know, being from Iowa, yeah, the tall corn state, you know, I got to be an ambassador for the home team and, you know, send out these big honking ears of corn, which I brought back here to my home in Chicago. And then I tried signing a couple right on the husks, and that looked horrible. So then I wound up tying on a recipe file card, and, you know, autographing those and sending those out into the mail. And that was an enormous trip to the post office to get all the ears of corn out. And then I sent out, like, handwritten strawberry rhubarb crisscross pie recipes, which I don't know if Albany is in the rhubarb belt. But in June and July, you can have strawberry rhubarb pie, and it's the best flavor. It's the tart and the sweet together, and I have a song called Strawberry Rhubarb Crisscross Pie. And those sorts of odd things, anyway, were all part of the premiums for the Pledge Music campaign for Hayseed.
And then it was also commissioned by the University of Nebraska's Lead Center for the Performing Arts and the Institute for Agriculture and Natural Resources. How did that commission happen?
Well, I was having a cup of coffee with the executive director at the Lead Center, a woman named Ann Chang, really interesting and creative person. And she said, well, what are you up to these days? And I had been out to Lincoln to do other things before. And I said, well, I'm working on these songs about farms, I think. She's like, oh, well, we've wanted to do something with either agriculture or football for the longest time. She said, we'd much prefer football.
Sure.
Football songs? Yeah, right, that's right. I said, well, I'm not really doing that now, but she said, well, let's talk about the agriculture thing. And so they wanted to get behind this project as a way of bringing arts and agriculture together. Mm-hmm. You hear about commissions, usually about for painters, right? You think of, like, Thomas Hart Benton painting the murals of the Missouri State Capitol, or commissions for one of my heroes, Grant Wood, who painted American Gothic, great Iowa painter, commissions for painters. But this was a commission for songs and songs on agriculture. And big shout out to University of Nebraska and their Ag School, the Institute, for getting on board with something so progressive and so innovative. But agriculture is innovative now. Agriculture is where there's so much energy and new ideas coming in. It is, frankly, sexy to be in agriculture right now.
This isn't the first album that you've created that is a concept album that has an arc that goes throughout the entire thing. What do you like about creating concept albums?
One thing that a concept album gives you, whether it's a 2004 project I did of songs to sound like Gershwin and Cole Porter, or the 2007 project called The Gospel Truth, which is all songs. Someone described them as hymns for agnostics.
Uh-huh.
and then this project, Hayseed, all about farms. It gives, as a songwriter and an artist, it gives you a place to begin your conversation, your interaction with the public. Everyone else has had an experience with the church or with farms and farming. If your evening is like a party, I always think of my shows like a dinner party, everyone comes in the door having something to say right away, and it makes for a more animated evening all around. Everyone has an opinion, everyone has experiences, everyone has questions, and it makes for a lively kind of entertainment experience every time around. I love that. I love that people come in the door with something to say about it right off the bat.
There are three songs on the record that have a parenthetical subtitle: The Revenge of Kevin Oberbrokling, The Worries of Patrick Lundquist, and The Confessions of Irene Broghammer. Who are these people?
So I grew up in a part of eastern Iowa, heavy with German immigrants, mm-hmm. German immigrant farmers like my great-great-great-grandparents. And I just love these names, these impossible, sprawling, multi-syllabic German names, Oberbrokling, Broghammer.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make these characters as real as possible. These characters talk very specifically about, well, Kevin Oberbrokling talks about growing up on a farm and how the city kids, you know, always looked down on him. But guess what? Now he's an organic farmer, and he's got organic meat. He brings it to the farmer's market, and he sells it. And guess what? They're paying more than they thought they were gonna. And guess who's looking good now? Kevin Oberbrokling.
And our food is good, but our price is steep. It takes them by surprise. I see them blink their eyes. I see them nearly weep. But we were just 4-H. We were the FFA. High time they learned how the tables turn. Now they're gonna pay. All the city kids. All the city kids.
So Patrick Lundquist's situation is he likes to go snowmobiling, and he sees the snowmobile season getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And even though his wife says, hey, it's fine, the weather's not changing, he says, I don't know, I think something is going on out there.
The summer's hot, but the winter's cool. They just closed the swimming pool on Columbus Day. It's getting late, I'd say. Of course, the kids, they think it's good. Swim all winter if they could. And my wife, she says it's only temporary. And it'll still be cold as hell come January. And I live for that. I got an Arctic cat. Comes to the weather. Weather is what it is, or so I thought until a couple years ago. Now anymore, we get a lot more rain than snow. I mean, it really rains a lot. And then whatever snow we got, it melts away in just a day. So strange.
And Irene Broghammer, who kills off her husband with salmonella from rotten egg.
He wore a straw hat on his head and a tomcat in his smile. I told him he should understand this before he walked me down the aisle. You can have the money from the goats, the money from the cow, the money from the oats, and the money from the sow. But don't you ever touch the egg money. That's crossing the line. Don't you ever touch the egg.
I like that these people are specific, that they talk about specific things, and it makes them, to me, more real, more, like, it's almost like painting the details in the characters, in the portrait, the glasses you choose for them. What specifically can you portray as an artist that makes these people even more impactful, even more funny, and, details matter. I think details matter, so that's why Irene Brogheimer showed up, and Kevin Overbreckling and Patrick Lundquist.
You are playing at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival. Do you enjoy the festival environment? Do you like playing festivals?
It's big fun. It's big fun, and everybody comes already expecting a good time. Mm-hmm. Everybody's in a good mood. Everybody comes with high expectations of fun. And this is a really big, fun festival. It's very casual. It's very informal. You get so close to the audience, and they get close to you. I like that setup. I don't want it to be all. I'm a farm kid, right? So
right.
It's like a bunch of people in a field. We're all sitting around playing music. I think it's someone described it. I think a New York Times writer described it a couple of years ago as the closest you can get to Woodstock now, because it's so informal, so just popped up. It just pops up in this cornfield, and actually I think it's an alfalfa field. Just pops up in this field. You do the festival. And everyone's just having a good time, bringing their blankets. Nothing corporate about it. It is entirely homegrown and big fun. And for your audience members who haven't been to Falcon Ridge, I mean, it's just a big, fun afternoon. It's like the county fair meets, it's not as wild as Woodstock quite, but it's, you know, it's headed there.
And the night before that, you're playing quite a different thing. You're going to play at Joe's Pub in New York City.
Yeah, Joe's Pub is a great gig. And I'll have my band at both these shows, but New York, it'll be big fun to bring these songs about farms and farmers to Manhattan.
Right.
And what I've found already in playing Chicago and Ann Arbor, Michigan, but to find how much affection city people carry for farms, farmers, their romantic notions about it. Which, of course, is part of the fun to talk about that and to puncture some of their illusions about it.
Sure.
But also to engage them in a conversation about what matters here. What is underneath these songs is real affection for a way of life. And what else is underneath these songs is a feeling that we can do this different going forward and that we probably should do it different going forward. That sustainable ag, less use of chemicals, preservation of the land, preservation of the topsoil, eating locally, eating well, employing people in agriculture in your immediate area, that these are really positive things that they can be a part of, that they already are a part of, and that are worth celebrating and worth advocating for. And when you come to the show, it's a way of advocating for those things that you believe in and I believe in and we have in common. And let's sing some songs and have fun talking about it.
You are working with Ron Shelton on the stage musical adaptation of the 1988 film Bull Durham. How did that project come to your plate?
Well, there's not a lot I can say about it right now. There's so much that's going on that's in development with it.
Of course.
What I can say is it's a fantastic show, and I'm thrilled to be a part of it. It's a real honor as a songwriter to be asked to do something like that. And fingers crossed, but I think there's a good chance that your audience will get to see this show. And I really believe in my heart of hearts that they're just going to love it. It's been so fun to write. The team has been great. And that's where we're at. Fingers crossed. All your listeners, too. Fingers crossed that this is opening night.
Susan Werner, thank you very much for speaking with me today. And have a great few gigs in the region. And good luck with everything.
Thanks, Sarah. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Susan Werner will play at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival in Hillsdale, New York this Friday and Saturday. To learn more about the festival, visit falconridgefolk.com. Susan's website is susanwerner.com. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Listen to me, kid. There's something to be said for blue. where the people you knew are, where the fortunate few are.